Your line is open.
Thank you very much indeed. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this morning's call. Suzanne's been otherwise engaged, so I've taken over. And we're very lucky this morning that we've got Jim Capps from our worldwide enablement team, and Jim's actually responsible for TPM, so he's got a great deal of knowledge to share with you. The deck that you've been sent out, I hope you've all got it. It's also been uploaded to the website, so you should be able to download it. We're going to take about 40 minutes, and then we'll take question and answer at the end. And I'd like to hand over to Jim, and thank you very much, sir, because I know it's an extremely late hour of the day for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob, very much for having me. It's always great to be on a call with you folks. Hi, everybody. My name is Jim Capps. I support worldwide sales enablement for Cloudburst, for TSAM, and the TPM family of products. So glad to be on this morning talking a little bit about prospecting for Tivoli Provisioning Manager. Again, we have about 40 minutes, so I believe we're going to hold the Q&A until the end. If by chance not all your questions get answered or you think of something after the call, please don't hesitate to ping me via same time or send me an email. So let's get started with the agenda on slide three today. We're going to take a little look at some of the problems facing customers. We'll talk a little bit about service management, which by now I believe you probably are familiar with. We'll talk a little bit about virtualization management, which is a key differentiator for Tivoli. A lot of people have virtualization, but having virtualization really is not the end-all. It's the actual management of virtualization that is a key differentiator for Tivoli. We'll talk a little bit then about how the Tivoli Provisioning Manager solution fits into service management. Again, then we'll talk about the competition and a call to action. So let's move down to slide number seven, please, which is IBM Service Management. You most likely have seen this slide at least once. This is a slide that John Freck or Barbara Corte always deliver as one of the kickoff slides for whatever deck they are talking about. And it's real important to start here because positioning the solution and understanding where your customer sits along this chain is very important. So when we talk about service management within IBM, and especially within Tivoli, we're talking about hardware, software, best practices, and consulting. Basically, everything that can be found in our portfolio is available as part of a service management type engagement. And again, this is real important for us because we're always talking about the best end-to-end solution in the industry. And when you compare ourselves to other companies, be it the CAs or the BMCs, the HPs, whatever the company may be, it is true that IBM does have the best end-to-end portfolio in the industry. Now, when we take a look at the various line that we have there, and you see as we move up from simplified and consolidated to the virtualization, automation, and cloud, what's important is for us to understand where our customers sit on that line. Because at each step of that line, there are going to be different needs. And when we talk about Tivoli Provisioning Manager, for example, if a customer is already in the cloud depth, most likely they've already got a provisioning manager type solution implemented. Chances are, again, too, if they're already at the dynamic step, they probably already have some kind of solution implemented that does provisioning at the very base of their solution. But when you get down to the simplified and shared, this is where the greatest opportunities are to sell TPM specifically, not to sell a cloud-based solution such as TSAM or Cloudburst, excuse me, or the newest upcoming release of TSAM, which is called Service Delivery Manager, which we'll talk about. So again, understanding where your customers are will give you the greatest opportunity to sell them Tivoli Provisioning Manager, or a TPM solution. And what is really important is we're talking about the management of virtualization. We're not talking about just basically trying to sell the customer a solution. The last thing we ever want to do is just compete on features and functionalities. We want to compete using our entire portfolio because that gives us our greatest advantage. On slide number 8, we start to talk about virtualization. And it's real important that we all understand virtualization. So let's just spend a couple seconds talking about what virtualization is. Basically, when we talk about virtualization, it's the masking of servers and resources, which could be the number of services, processes, networks, storage, and operating systems. So, you know, the end user really doesn't have to know where the resources are coming from. They basically are able to get whatever they need on demand. So virtualization environments are sometimes called private servers. You probably have heard the term private cloud before. They can also be called an instance, a container, or an emulation. On slide number 10, we talk about the actual dollar value. And this is very fascinating because, as you can see, that despite a recession, IDC predicts a growth rate of 21% to $2.3 billion, by 2013. Now, you know, we all know that the last couple of years have been pretty tough, but even a recession, it's pretty obvious that our customers are investing in virtualization. And because they're investing in virtualization, it demands an increase in how they manage the virtualization. You know, we are aware of companies such as VMware, for example, that sell virtualization solutions. But what they're really doing is selling the actual, if you will, virtualization arena, okay? You know, a place to put that piece of software, be it the Windows, be it the Linux server, whatever it may be. What VMware isn't doing, and what many of the other companies that are in this arena aren't doing, are selling the ability to manage these virtual environments. And this is key for us because customers need to manage these environments. The environments themselves need to be up 24/7, just like any other environment. So they need the tools and the solutions that come from a company like IBM. Let's move on to slide number 11, please. Just a couple important points to mention here. When it comes to trends, we see that customers are adopting virtual image management to solve problems, you know, and reduce the total cost of ownership. And, of course, virtualization is a great way to reduce the total cost of ownership. And, you know, this comes to us in many different ways. You know, we see customers, you know, changing the way that servers are utilized. They're moving from many servers down to one. When it comes to data recovery, you know, simplified test and production, again, all this plays right into the virtualization arena. Data centers are increasingly complex, and they have a mix of physical and virtual hosts. Many of the leading analysts believe that the trend is to migrate everything towards the data center and make it available and managed via the data center. So regardless of where a need is within a company, the need is going to go through the data center, and they will be increasingly responsible for the complete life cycle of the needs of their customers. The next line, you know, when we talk about virtualization and specifically the growth of virtualization, there are a host of new management problems that didn't previously exist. And, you know, we talk about the creation of image, but how do you manage these offline images, you know? How do you deploy them? How do you recover? What's the fallback and restore solution? You know, what kind of resources do you have behind these images so that they can be placed on demand to meet your customers' needs? And finally, last but not least, you know, there's a need for flexibility to rebalance and move workloads in any direction between physical and virtual hosts which is in and out of various imaging formats, you know, between dissimilar hardware models. Slide number 12, let's just talk a little bit about the value of virtualization before we actually move on to TPM. You know, virtualization provides the capability to virtualize more, that is, use fewer systems. And when you think about that chart we talked about earlier, the ability to consolidate is one of the key places where Tivoli Provisioning Manager solution fits, okay? So, again, this goes along with the ability to virtualize all resources, use fewer systems, establish new delivery models, such as cloud computing. I mean, TPM is an underlying source for our cloud computing models, be it TSAM or Cloudburst, or it can be the underlying model for a customer that has decided to build their own cloud environment. So just about every cloud environment is going to need some kind of provisioning, deprovisioning, underneath all the layers of a solution. And last but not least, a real important selling point of virtualization is the lower total cost of ownership. This is key for us. Slide number 13. When we talk about the value of managing images, we know that our customers are trying to come up with better ways to organize the various images that they have and they have to manage. They are looking for ways to efficiently store images. You know, image sprawl is something relatively new for our customers because where they once used to manage perhaps, you know, tens of images, in many cases, they may now be managing hundreds of images, and many of these images are typically very large. And last and certainly not least, you know, when we talk about images, we're generally talking about the management of heterogeneous virtual and physical servers, basically using the same techniques. And honestly, our customers don't want to care what tool they use. They want a tool that can be used between the virtual and physical world. And Tivoli Provisioning Manager is the perfect solution to help our customers easily automate these solutions. Slide number 14, let's just spend a second here. You know, workload management is something that our customers always want to hear about. They're interested in speeding the delivery of IT assets from weeks to minutes. They love to have the ability to put virtual and physical servers available to their customers within minutes. They love the idea that everything is automated and that there is a hands-off approach, that people are not involved anymore, that their customers can decide that they need to do some kind of work 24/7 and basically go out to a service catalog and get the type of environment that they want. The bottom line is that, you know, a properly implemented workload management saves time, money, and guarantees quality results every time. And our customers understand that and look for that from us. Slide number 15, you know, really, you get a slide like this in front of the customers, or if you can just talk to it. This is what perks up customers' ears, all right? A traditional infrastructure versus your internal private cloud, for example, and you can see the cost savings are tremendous. We can reduce labor costs by 50% or greater in configuration, operation, management, and monitoring. You can improve capital utilization by 75%. You know, we reduce the provisioning cycle time from weeks to minutes because everything is automated. And the calls to the help desk are reduced, in many cases, up to 40%. So, you know, we can sell these solutions to our customers, but in many cases, you know, putting a chart like this in front of a customer helps sell our solutions itself. Slide number 16. Let's talk a little bit about TPM and the actual solution overview. And I'm sorry, I want to pay attention to the time, so if I speed through some of these slides, I want to apologize in advance, but I want to make sure we do hit the most important slides and spend a little time over them. So if you're not familiar with TPM, the Tivoli Provisioning Management family is a provisioning solution that is used to help optimize efficiency, accuracy, and service delivery by automating best practices for data center and other provisioning activities. PPM helps to manage images from cloud and virtualization solutions, and it helps to automate best practices. These are really key features and pieces of the solution that our customers are looking for. Again, you know, we drop down here, and regardless of the type of server, customers want the ability to do automatic deployment and rollback. PPM is the perfect solution for that, and we'll start to take a look now at the family itself. The next slide, which is slide number 17 on your deck, is an overview of our solution. Now, you'll see here, it is a mixture of PPM, TSAM, and Cloudburst, and this should help you and help your customer understand exactly what is needed, okay, based on where they are in that earlier chart. So are they just in the piece of consolidation? Are they in that timeline? Are they in virtualization? Are they actually doing cloud? Are they doing a private cloud, which would be something that Cloudburst would be perfect for? Or are they actually going to go out and build themselves their own cloud, and they just want us to furnish the basic infrastructure, which is something that TSAM provides? But if you take a look at our solutions, and then, of course, map them to the menu items on the left side, you'll see that as we go from TPM for OS deployment and move all the way to Cloudburst, the features, the functionality, the ability to do workload management, virtualization, all of those solutions increase. And something that's important to mention here, TSAM EE was the name given of a new solution which will be coming out in the June timeframe. The name stood for Extended Edition. TSAM EE has now been rebranded as Service Delivery Manager. So there will be a solution called TSAM, there will be a solution called Service Delivery Manager, and of course the Cloudburst solution, the 2-1 solution, is coming out late Q2, early Q3. It's important to understand that PPM is the underlying piece of technology for all these solutions. Slide number 18, I just want to spend just a quick second. You know, I just mentioned TSAM. I mentioned the Extended Edition, which is SDM, and Cloudburst. These are our three real close-knit virtualization solutions. You can spend a lot of time if you have more interest in cloud, taking a look at the Cloudburst sales kit. But I just want to make sure that you're aware of these various solutions. Slide number 19. We actually start the provisioning. So let's talk about slide number 20 and the value proposition. When we talk about who's interested in a Tivoli Provisioning Manager solution, we're really talking about the full-blown version here of TPM. Now, TPM is generally sold into large enterprises that have test and data center needs, okay? And by large enterprises, I honestly cannot recall a customer that bought TPM that had under 1,000 servers. And in many cases, we're talking about, you know, 75,000, 100,000, 125,000 servers. TPM is very scalable and is a perfect solution for large enterprises. Now, because this is a very large scale solution, it's very important for you to get C-level support from our customers right up front. You cannot start this sale on the shop floor and work your way up. You really need to get support from those C-level executives, okay? And also important to look for are companies that are into best processes such as ITIL or ETOM if you're doing work with the communication service providers. It's, again, very important for us, because within Tivoli, our solutions are geared towards companies that implement best practices such as ITIL or ETOM. The average deal size for any type of TPM solution is usually $100K and more, and most often, you know, we see deal sizes up towards $1 million U.S. And when we talk about the opposition or the competition in this case, we see a lot of different companies. There are a lot of smaller companies that are very good, and of course, we run against companies such as HP, for example, which supports Opsware, and we see Big Fix a lot here in the United States, and companies like Altiris, who started out relatively small as a niche player and have really grown their solution into an outstanding solution over the last couple of years. You know, all of these companies, they play well in the provisioning market. And for us, we never really want to get into a feature product kind of a battle. What we want to do is open up the actual solution to talk about service management and the value of end-to-end service management, because this is a key differentiator for us. So try to remember when we compete not to get fixated on product and solution. That's very important for our customers to understand the big picture that we're offering. And, you know, specifically customers that are just going through the consolidation stage, we want to be with them for every step of the way as they move up the line. And we want to make sure they understand how well our offerings integrate. So when we talk about benefits from TPM, you know, the integration of our portfolio is a key benefit. And that's something we want to drive home. This is not a point solution, and we hope we never actually sell this as a point solution. We want our customers to be interested in the big picture. Now, Provisioning Manager, you know, delivers physical and virtual server optimization. It's great to reduce energy consumption and costs. It can be used to reduce labor costs through the ability to perform automation. There's an enterprise-wide scalability. And, you know, other things that are important, which drives home this idea of the total picture, we do integration with Rational Pest Manager. There's integration with the CCMDB and the Tivoli Release Process Manager. So, again, please remember not to try and sell TPM as a point solution, but broaden that picture. And when we talk about, you know, key selling points, the return on investment and the total cost of ownership for Tivoli Solutions is a key selling point. There is a really quick learning curve for people that have implemented a Tivoli solution. And IBM provides best practices. You know, for just about every solution that we have in the service management catalog, there is a best practices. And there are various user groups, too, available worldwide that also support these various solutions. So, again, we bring so much to the table, and very often we kind of underestimate the value that we always bring. Slide number 21, let's talk about some of the best prospects to call and what to look for when we're making a call. So, for example, if we've got a very complex multi-technological, multi-vendor network, you know, these companies, they may have various silos of technology. And I'm sure you've been into shops where everybody has their own little kingdom, and they maintain their infrastructure, and they really don't share, if you will, the load across these various silos. This is key for us, the ability to propose a solution that will work for everybody. Another thing to look for is look for vendors that are doing consolidation. You know, some customers have as many as, you know, 2, 3, 4 different type of niche solutions implemented. To reduce costs, providers should have an interest in consolidating all these niche solutions into one Tivoli Provisioning Manager solution. Now, we are probably familiar with products that we still have out there, such as Tivoli Configuration Manager, which is a product which has been around probably since about 2001, I believe. Last time I checked, there were approximately 450 users still using Tivoli Configuration Manager. So there are great opportunities for us to move customers off of the old TCM and off of the old framework and into the new provisioning management solutions, okay? You know, there are some points where customers say, well, this has been a great solution for us, but it's time for us to move on and look at something new. This is where we need to bring our customers into our shop again and say, listen, you know, TCM is a great solution for you. You want to keep it running, that's fine, but let's talk about the next step in your upgrades. Let's talk about Provisioning Manager and what it brings, and let's talk about the value it brings over TCM. Customers that are getting ready to launch new technology or are going through upgrades in equipment, be it physical servers or network servers, are good companies to look at, because when companies are looking to perform a major change, they want to hear about best-in-breed solutions. And Tivoli Provisioning Manager and what it can do for a company, you know, are very important ideas to get in front of a customer. You know, when we talk about TPM, we generally are talking about provisioning. But we know that customers also are thinking past that, okay? They're thinking about service catalogs. They're thinking about virtualization. You know, they're burdened with lots of old tools that they have and not really sure how to use them or if they even can be used. So when they're looking to roll out new solutions, the fact is that Tivoli does provide these service catalogs. They provide servers. They provide storage. They provide virtualization management. Basically, everything a customer needs to be successful can come from an IBM Tivoli solution. And, you know, last but not least, there's convergence. You know, we have customers that are looking to, you know, have end-to-end performance across their entire infrastructure. This fits in perfectly to the Tivoli Service Management Catalog. And, you know, for TPM, this is one of the underlying technologies that's needed by a customer when they're talking about convergence and or consolidation. TPM should be one of the key plays that customers look for when they're trying to reduce their TCO and when they're trying to get a quick return on their investment. Slide number 22. This is a look at SK Telecom, which is a Korean company, which implemented one of our TPM-based solutions. Now, SK Telecom is a technology leader in South Korea, and what they were interested in doing was quickly getting new solutions out for their customers so their customers could download these solutions to their mobile phones, all right? But they also had an interest in keeping their legacy systems still running. So they turned to us, and they're using Tivoli Provisioning Manager, the actual platform, as their basis of service, all right? They've rolled out various test beds for customers so that customers and business partners can basically develop their own technologies, and SK Telecom can then include those offerings to customers that are purchasing services, very similar to how you see Apple managing their iPhone today. So TPM as a basis for the development platform was key for SK Telecom. And Richard Wilkins, I believe the gentleman's name is, out of Singapore, has done a great project study, which will actually take you from the total implementation of a TPM and show you what they did. If you haven't seen that slide deck, please let me know and I'll be glad to share it with you. Slide number 23. When we're talking to customers, you know, we're always trying to determine what are their needs. We don't want to spend, you know, a lot of time, but we're looking for things that are specific, such as new services, new service rollouts. So if a customer is talking about, you know, we're going to have this new service to offer, you know, we need to know, you know, how are they going to create and maintain virtualization management solutions? And this is key for us because, as I mentioned earlier, you know, having VMware is not a virtualization management solution. It's really a infrastructure for customers to operate from. The actual management solutions come from Tivoli. All right, so we need to be upfront with customers and talk about virtual management. We need to talk about workload management. We need to talk about service catalogs. We can't just talk about the features and the functionality that TPM brings, all right? Lower cost of ownership, you know. What are the challenges that are facing you with your present systems today? You know, are you looking to do consolidation? Do you have initiatives in place to reduce overall network management operation costs? Do you have initiatives in place today to drive everything into the data center? These are key qualifying questions we're looking for. When it comes to improving efficiency on slide 24, you know, we want to know if their operation team are spending hours collecting information. You know, are they dealing with large volumes of data? You know, do they have a need to quickly roll out various virtualization or physical servers on demand? That is a key point and something that we play in better than anybody else, rolling out key services on demand and providing the management of these key services. On slide number 25, no additional key qualifying questions. Do your customers need inventory management of both hardware and software? You know, do they need the automated delivery of software updates, such as patches, such as virus fixes? Are they looking, you know, for a minimal investment in price and staff and infrastructure and resource utilization? That is, are they looking for something that will not cause a performance degradation? You know, do our customers know exactly which IT assets, and we're talking about hardware, software, the various patches, they have in their data center? Do they know what level of software and patches are on all of their servers? Very important for them, because when it comes time to renewing license, this kind of information can save them thousands of dollars. Do they have de facto or reference configurations? That is, do they have golden images for their servers? You know, are they creating servers daily that meet the needs of their customers, and are they creating these images by hand? And if so, then how are they managing them? What kind of service catalog do they have? What kind of image library do they have? This is key. As virtualization and the images behind virtualization grow, the need for an image library, one that is consistent, is a key selling point for Tivoli and Tivoli Provisioning Manager. We move on to slide number 26. When you get in front of the customer and you start talking to them about our solution, I mean, how many of you have heard, you know, we're not interested, you know, we're just not interested, right? I don't know of a customer that is not interested in saving money. I mean, this is key. Regardless of where a customer is, if they're not interested in saving money today, then maybe it'll be tomorrow or maybe it'll be in 6 months. But it's important for us to share, you know, the key drivers behind TPM and, you know, talk to the customer about how we save money and how some of our clients that are similar to them in their business model have implemented TPM solutions in the past. So don't let the fact that they say we're not interested in this time stop you from talking about TPM. Objection number two, you know, we're not ready to take action. You know, many times you see a customer that is stuck in what we call analysis paralysis. You know, they've talked to 2, 3, 4, 5 different vendors. They've gone out and they've read what Gartner said. They've looked at the magic quadrant, and they honestly don't know what to do. Well, this is a key differentiator for us because we can provide them with a TPM workshop. You know, we can bring in subject matters. And my God, in a company the size of IBM, we have got subject matters on just about anything that could interest the customer. You know, be it best practices, be it where we're going in the future, be it, you know, various customer scenarios that we've done, whatever it is, we have got solution experts out there like nobody else. Slide number 27, when we talk about objection handling. We've all met customers that think they can figure this out on their own. A couple years ago, I was dealing with a customer who told me that they had decided that they could create their CCMDB themselves, that they didn't need help from anybody. And they spent about 2 months going through the motions of creating their own CCMDB and then realized that, you know what, there is no way we could ever do this ourselves. Now, you know, the 2 months of getting ready was probably a really good thing for them because they really understood then the need to have a solution from a company such as IBM that works not only for a niche need, but for needs throughout their environment. So when customers say that, you know, we can figure this out on our own, that may be how they feel. But there isn't a customer out there today that doesn't want somebody to help them. You know, even if it's providing information, even if it's providing best practices, even if it's providing, you know, the information that we can leverage about how we've done this for other customers such as SK Telecom, you know, they want that information. Objection number four, our infrastructure provider has solutions as part of their network offering. You know, again, vendor-provided solutions don't provide the same type of solution as IBM does. You know, we provide that end-to-end visibility across an entire infrastructure, and we don't care of who the vendor is. You know, solutions such as Omnibus encourage companies to keep their third-party applications running. We're not telling customers to rip and replace. We're saying, keep your entire infrastructure the way it is. Let's add to it. Let's improve it, okay? So a key selling point of IBM Service Management is that we want customers to expand what they have. We're not trying to lock them into something. Objection number five, you know, we're already in discussions with XYZ about upgrading our environments. Well, many times we've heard that, you know, this customer is going to go with, you know, let's just say BMC or HP. And often when we actually start talking to the customer about, well, what is our competition offering, we find out that, you know, a competitor will offer a very low entry price to get their foot in the door. But, you know, 1 or 2 years down the line, there is a very high ongoing cost of ownership, you know, due to the services. So we need to make aware that, you know, IBM solutions, we have a long track record, and this is from cradle to grave when it comes to solutions, of supporting our various offerings, okay? And, you know, we're not just that niche player. It's a key selling point for us. Slide number 28. Let's take a look at some of the target buyers. And we mentioned earlier that we need to target high. So let's take a look at, you know, somebody in the C-level. You know, when we talk about a CNO or a VP of operations, you know, we're talking about somebody that is responsible for running efficient businesses. You know, their end goals are to reduce operating costs and to bring in new revenue-generating services. They want to maximize their profits, of course. You know, they want to grow their customer base and keep their existing customer base. They don't want to have a lot of that churn. So when we do get in front of a customer that is in a C-level, you know, we want to talk to them about, you know, saving money and making money. We want to basically talk to them about the big picture and ask them, you know, are they receiving reports that provide them with information that they need about performance, availability, service quality, and customer experience across their entire infrastructure. This is what we offer the customer. You know, if they're going to consolidate, what systems are they planning to consolidate? You know, what are their thoughts? Are they looking to move from multiple servers to one? If so, IBM offers the perfect hardware solutions, you know? Are they undertaking any initiatives such as rolling out virtualization technologies? And if they are, this is key terminology for a TPM solution. Now, are they reducing the number of vendors? Again, looking to go with one customer to manage all of their solutions or a multiple of their solutions, IBM is the perfect company. Now, we've got the most comprehensive provisioning portfolio in the industry, regardless of what the customer needs, whether they just need to do some simple consolidation or they're looking to do a total enterprise provisioning solution. We have over 1,000 customers. Our virtualization management solutions provide end-to-end coverage. We provide the solutions for image libraries. We integrate well into service catalogs. We talk and integrate very well into the CMDB. You know, our solutions and our long-lasting relationship with customers is a major strength that we have. So what we'd like you to do is, you know, talk to the C-level. Ask for 30 minutes of their time. You know, understand what's going on with them. What are the key things that they're looking to do? You know, if you can, go out to their website. Understand what their business plans are. Take a look at their various stock offerings and see what they're going to do this year. But be prepared to talk about lowering the operating costs and reducing churn. Slide number 29. When it comes to performance tools, so this is a person that can be a very good ally. All right, this is the person that is responsible for ensuring that provisioning systems, you know, users are able to do their jobs. And when we talk about doing jobs, we're talking about improving performance and lowering the cost of total ownership. All right. You know, their end goal is to manage the overall health of the OS infrastructure. And as we move towards data system consolidation and data system management, having a solution such as TPM is key for managing their overall health of the OS infrastructure. You know, another key thing to look for, and there are many, I don't want to cover them all because I realize we don't have a lot of time, but, you know, automating as much as possible and removing human intervention as much as possible is key. You know, bringing new infrastructure under control as painlessly as possible is key. To get their interest, you know, talk to them about, you know, forecasting costs. You know, what is everything going to cost you today? What are your plans to roll out the new services and solutions? Can your users easily get access to software images when they need them? You know, we offer stability, flexibility, and more. Our solutions have been in place for years and continue to grow and offer the best feature and functionality in the business. Ask your performance tool administrator if you can meet with them for an hour or so to discuss the current state of their provisioning tool and talk to them how you can reduce the total cost of ownership. If you're not familiar with the Linian BVA tool, you need to get yourself familiar with that. It is a great tool to show your customers how our solutions can save them money. Slide number 30. I pulled out one slide from the competitive wiki. If you're not familiar with the competitive wiki, I've included the URL at the back of this. But if you were to come into a competitive situation with HP, for example, you know, the information that you need to compete with HP is there. And IBM Tivoli has been running a number of successful programs over the years, such as Crush HP, you know, where we have displaced over 200 HP installations over the last year. So I want you to get familiar with the competitive wiki and the people that run that. They have a great ability to help you. They have various solutions, be it HP or be it Alteryx, be it any provisioning company. Chances are the information is there. If you need something that you don't see, reach out to the folks that manage this. They're always adding new assets. And as a matter of fact, if you go to their wiki and you don't find something that you need, there is a form there that you can fill out that will ask them for some specific collateral. Slide number 31. You know, why Tivoli? Now, this is the key slide, I think, that any customer needs to become familiar with. You know, when we talk about Tivoli Provisioning Manager and virtualization solutions, we're talking about complete management capabilities across the entire lifecycle. You know, we're talking about the discovery of virtualized environments for VMware, Hyper-V, and PowerVM. The management of changes across virtual environments, and this plays directly into, you know, people that have implemented ETOM or ITIL, you know, storage solutions, TCM, you know, the automation of provisioning foods such as TPM and TPM for images and TSAM. Workload automation, you know, using Tivoli Workload Scheduler. Integrating threats, that is security. You know, we offer security for virtual environments. Every virtual environment needs security. And, you know, last and certainly not least, we're the imaging leader when it comes to, you know, image library management, image capture, deployment, and the retirement of these images. So very key selling points here. And you notice in the lower right-hand corner, there is the Tivoli whiteboard. If you're not familiar with the Tivoli whiteboard, it's very important to get familiar with that. It is a key selling tool. Now, slide 32 is our summary and call to action. You know, we talk about, you know, how great the breadth of resources is for TPM. When you need help, and not just for TPM, but for any solution, be sure and reach out. You know, we've got the Tiger team out there. We've got specialists available to help you worldwide. So before you do anything, reach out and talk to the experts. Make sure you understand the solutions that you may be talking to your customer with. Get familiar with the whiteboard. On slide 33, we found that using the whiteboard makes selling easier. You know, there's a lot of reasons for this, but, you know, sellers basically have 30 minutes or less. And in many cases, you're going to make the sale in the first 5 minutes or less. But, you know, 30 minutes or less to convince a customer that they want to hear more. You know, we all know that people have been, you know, PowerPointed to death. Use the whiteboard. It's a very effective tool. You know, the whiteboard makes our product distinguishable from the competition. Sell with the whiteboard. When you do, it gives the power to you. The next slide, use the service management assessment approach. You know, in the kickoff for every IoT, John Freck and Barbara Corte have talked about the value of service management. You know, all of our solutions fall into service management. So use the service management assessment approach. You know, and that's a three-step process to engage the customer at a high level to understand their current and future goals and the direction of their enterprise, okay? We want to become the trusted advisor to our customers. Now, the service management approach builds trust with a client because we provide a consultative approach to solutions. You know, provides us with in-depth insight into what the customers are doing and what they're thinking. Gives us great opportunity to define new opportunities, and maybe more importantly, it moves IBM up the value stack. So, again, use the service management assessment approach. If you're not familiar with, there is collateral online. Do a search for the collateral, and there are presentations that actually will walk you through the service management approach. Slide number 35, there is all kinds of help for you folks out there. You know, Antonio Galati in Rome is a PM. I hope you're familiar with people such as Mike Thompson, Mike Orr, you know, Casey Plunkett. All these people are available to help you when it comes to Tivoli Provisioning Manager sales help. On slide number 35, in your own backyard, you have got some of the best people you're ever going to need. I mean, the Northeast IoT is fantastic and is among arguably the leaders of the IoTs. So, again, please reach out to the leadership. If you can't find something, your leadership in the IoT can certainly point you to the right direction. When it comes to worldwide sales enablement, there is, you know, various people to help you. And underneath every name you see here is a team of people that are willing to go the extra distance to help you be successful. On slide 37, if you're not familiar with Software Sellers Workplace, you need to be, and get familiar with the various sales kits, get familiar with the competitive wikis, the competitive plays that we have, the various offerings such as managing virtual environments, you know, automating problem resolution, and optimizing test environments. These are key for selling TPM solutions. So, again, please use Software Sellers Workplace. You know, we all like to joke about how difficult it has been in the past to find the information there, but I can tell you that over the last year or so, Software Sellers Workplace has really improved. The sales kits that are put out there are fantastic and kept up to date. So please turn to SSW as one of your first places when you're looking for additional help. Finally, slide 38, I want to thank you all for the time this morning you've given me. We've run over that 45-minute, and I'm sorry about that, but I hope this deck and information I provided is going to help you when it comes to selling TPM. Are there any questions?
Okay, so shall we go to questions, please, operator? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you go to questions, please?
Yes, and to ask a question, you may press star 1. And we have the first question from Robert Lanigan. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is open.
Thanks, Jim, for the presentation. Can I ask a question? It's something you referred to very early on in the presentation about the size of company that this is targeted to. You're pretty much inferring that anybody below 1,000 servers isn't really in the market for this. Can you just elaborate a bit more on that, please?
Yeah, and this is specifically for TPM, Tivoli Provisioning Manager. Now, remember that, you know, the TPM family is made up a number of different solutions, and I believe that on, I'm not sure which slide this was, I want to go back, but I believe it's on slide 17, you know, there is a chart that actually shows you the various TPM solutions. So we have TPM for OS deployment and TPM for images, but the full-blown version of Tivoli Provisioning Manager is generally used for large-scale enterprise. And the reason I say this is there is a certain cost, if you will, for doing business with Tivoli Provisioning Manager, and that cost is the servers needed and the underlying architecture, if you will, to support Tivoli Provisioning Manager, okay? So TPM, the full-blown version of TPM, and again, I want to be specific here, when we talk about the full-blown version of TPM, generally, it's a sale made to large-scale enterprises, and I'm really not aware of a company that has purchased the full-blown version of TPM that has any servers under 1,000. And in fact, you know, it's probably the number is probably even higher than that. Now, there may be some examples that do fall into that category, but I'm not aware of any references we have that would say that, you know, Tivoli Provisioning Manager is a great solution for a customer base of, you know, 100 or 400 or 500, if you will.
Okay, thanks for that, but it effectively takes out 90% of my market here in Ireland.
You know, and I understand that, too. You know, TPM, and I want to take a step back here. You know, TPM, since we bought ThinkDynamics back in 2004, we've gone through a number of different offerings. I believe there still is a TPM Express offering out there, which might be something that you look at. I believe it's still supported and available to be purchased. And it is for companies that have, you know, a need for, you know, something perhaps not on a large-scale enterprise. But, again, I believe it is a solution that is still available for sale today. So if you're not familiar with that, again, please take a look at TPM Express. It's out there and was the solution that, you know, we've recommended in the past for companies that are relatively smaller in stature than a large scale.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you. And once again, to ask a question, you may press star 1. question. We have no questions showing at this moment.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Well, everybody for listening, and very much thank you to you, Jim, for getting us through TPM. As Jim said, all the contact details are at the back of the deck, and if there are any further questions that you think about afterwards, please don't hesitate to contact somebody. So thanks again, Jim, and thank you everybody else for listening. Bye now.
Cheers.
Thank you, and that concludes the conference call for today. All participants may disconnect at this time. Once again, thank you for your participation.